Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tuesdays we give you a Heisman watch as far as college football, and the narrative early on or throughout much of the season has been, wow, week to week, everything keeps on changing. Now it's kind of stagnant. And I'm not saying it's somebody taking over, because that's not the case either. It's just kind of the same guys at the top, not moving as much as we were seeing throughout much of the season. So you had this idea of these guys that were going to be Heisman contenders completely drop off. So that opened things up, and guys that are performing well, they jumped up. But now we've got the same group of names, just not much maneuvering over the last few weeks. And maybe that's because of a lack of monster matchups. Could be a bunch of reasons. We'll go over that coming up. All right, BetMGM odds. If you look at the Heisman right now, we've got co-favorites still. That was the case last week. That is the case as we sit here now. Ty Simpson and Mendoza, both plus 325. Your second favorite, Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin. In fourth, you've got Marcel Reed. Okay. He had a couple of picks. I guess you win and you run for a bunch of yards and you're going to get a lot of credit. He is plus 550, Marcel Reed. Diego Pavia rounds out the top five. He is sitting there at 8-1. Then we get into the double-digit names. Bit of a drop. Gunnar Stockton, Jeremiah Love, 15 and 18 respectively. And then we jump into the 20s. I don't know if there's a big reaction here, Sam. It's the same guys at the very top, same names among, you know, the top five, six, seven, eight. It's just a slight maneuvering, but now we're kind of at a standstill waiting on someone to just have that Heisman moment and take over.
Pavia is really high with the voters, even though Pavia didn't really have a great game against Mizzou. Now, he scores the game-winning touchdown and leaps over the goal line, but he had like 160 yards of offense in the game. So that's not exactly a Heisman game. Maybe the Heisman moment. But I think we pedestal the wrong moment sometimes. I thought, honestly, the best Heisman moment, I mean, you could say Reed for sure because they just killed LSU. But what's better than being down eight on the road, you're on the ropes, and your quarterback takes you down the field for a touchdown pass and then converts the two-point conversion. And then you end up winning the game 29-22. To me, that's Ty Simpson, right? I mean, they were to lose. They were going to lose. And he was like, no, got this. I'm going to drive us 79 yards, 14 plays. I'm going to throw the touchdown to Bernard, and then I'm going to throw the two-point conversion to Cuevas. We're going to get the ball back, and I'm going to take us down the field again, and we're going to win. I think that's more impressive than beating an LSU team that's quit, or Fernando Mendoza having three touchdowns against UCLA as a 26-point favorite. Maybe I also have Ty Simpson Heisman stock. So maybe I'm going to speak it into existence. But look at this, Joe. You beat in five straight weeks. You beat Georgia on the road. You beat Vandy. You beat Mizzou at Mizzou. You beat Tennessee. And you rally to beat South Carolina. Who has a better five-week stretch than that in the entire country? The answer is nobody. Nobody.
But he's still not the favorite by himself. So
nope, he's not. Mendoza. Yeah. Mendoza's co-favored.
So I'm looking moving forward, and here's what I find interesting. So we've got an Alabama quarterback and Indiana quarterback. All right, the Alabama quarterback has four games left. Hosting LSU is the next game, right? They're on bye this week, so he's not going to be talked about. He's probably not going to move much as far as the odds. And now it's hosting LSU. That's now an unimpressive win. Assume you win, that's unimpressive. Then it's Oklahoma, which a few weeks ago looks a lot better than right now. Eastern Illinois, because you got to throw the cupcake if you're in the SEC and late in the year. Most of them end up doing that. And at Auburn in the Iron Bowl to end the season. Don't you view it as it's going to be hard for Simpson to impress in the last month of football?
Probably.
Yeah. But who's going to? Like, similar situation in Indiana, though, right? Like, they are smashing teams 56-6. That is no joke. It's like there's intent there. Hey, we're winning with style points, all that stuff. At Maryland, at Penn State, not impressive anymore. Hosting Wisconsin at Purdue. Okay. Where's the impressive win there? It's going to be hard for Mendoza to impress. But good thing for them, these guys are co-favorites. Like, I could say the same thing about Ohio State. That's what I find to be interesting, that a lot of these quarterbacks that are in this conversation right now, they don't have monster matchups in the last month. The biggest Ohio State game is going to be Michigan, while Michigan is down. Marcel Reed, he's got a couple spots. Mm-hmm. At Missouri this weekend. Last game is in Austin, Texas.
Texas.
So we may look at the stats and say, wow, why did he drop? Why did he drop? But of the guys in the top five, he has the potential to impress the voters to most just because of the opponents.
And I wonder if it's more on narrative this year than it is on stats, because when we look at the straw poll that we bring up every Tuesday from the New York Times / The Athletic, Mendoza has extended the lead. Mm. And if you're wondering why, it's not because of his performance. He was 15 of 22 for 168 passing yards and three touchdowns. Now, the three touchdowns are impressive, but 168 passing yards? 15 of 22, that's not a Heisman. But if we take a step back and look at the aerial view of the situation, Fernando Mendoza has Indiana ranked number two in the country, and there's a really good chance they could be 12-0. So if that mm-hmm. alone is enough, he's going to win. And you look at the straw poll, he has extended his lead. So we talk about this every Tuesday. The voters get together on The Athletic, New York Times, and they give first, second, and third place votes. Fernando Mendoza got 19 first place votes. 19. So, all right. How many did Ty Simpson have? One. How many did Pavia have? Four. Anybody else? Nope. So of the first place votes, 19 mm-hmm. for Mendoza, four for Pavia, one for Simpson. Mendoza's got 63 points in the straw poll. Simpson, 28. Pavia, 26. Haynes King, 10. Marcel Reed, 5. Jeremiah Love, 4. Julian Sain, 3. The poll is saying it's Mendoza, and it's not even close.
And I think his head coach is going to do whatever he can to get him that. What is that going to mean for Indiana if they were to get a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback? That would be massive on top of everything else that's happened over the last couple of years. Okay, here's another Heisman poll. We always talk about On3, your favorite college football website. They have Simpson won. Okay, so they basically have this being a four-player race, big drop-off after number four. They go Simpson won, and they do it by points, 64 points. Then neck and neck, they've got Mendoza and Reed, second and third, 56-55. and they've got Pavia in the mix at 52. So they've got those four in that order with Simpson ahead. You want to know Dan Orlovsky's top five?
Kind of. Then give me RG3s. So,
I need to dig that one up. I forgot to get RG3s. He has Simpson 5, Saiyan 4.
Five. Five's crazy. Crazy.
Saiyan 4, Mendoza 3.
The UConn quarterback 2.
King 2.
Okay.
Pavia 1.
Pavia's not 1. In no world is Pavia 1. But this is what we talked about. We talked about this last week. The media loves this kid. They love him because he's got an attitude, but it's not arrogance, it's confidence. And we have to separate the two and understand the difference between confidence and arrogance. He knows he's good. And he is a really good player. I watched the whole game. I had Mizzou plus 2.5. He stunk for 3 quarters. And then he scores the touchdown because Mizzou had a backup quarterback because their starter had his leg rolled on at the goal line on 4th and goal. And Mizzou couldn't move the ball. So Pavia got the ball 3 or 4 times at midfield and finally at the very end of the game got him into the end zone. It was an ugly football game. I never watched that game and thought, oh, that's the Heisman Trophy winner. But because he jumped over the end zone and pounded his chest and Vandy wins, like, oh, Heisman moment. Heisman moment in the worst game I watched all day Saturday. So, okay, I guess. But he wasn't good. He just scored the game-winning touchdown.
So RG3 did not tweet his for some reason, which is crazy because we've been looking forward to this list on a weekly basis. I did notice one other place, Kalshi. Like, you respect their prediction markets.
100%. I'm really curious about this. No joke.
Okay. So you want a 1 or 3 first?
3.
Three. They give Simpson a 20% chance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very close. Simpson 20%, Saiyan 21%, Mendoza 26%.
Oh, but it's close. Okay, so 26, 21, 20. That's very close.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's only 67. 6-7. So now, where's the rest going? Where's the one-third of the vote? If it's not those guys. I know you kind of discounted Pavia there. But I do wonder if it's Pavia. Like, what if he wins these games down the final stretch? The media loves him. He's constantly being talked about. It's yep. it's a award that is completely up for grabs. Right now, I would say there is not a non-quarterback in the conversation. People would push back and say that Jeremiah Love is that guy. I would disagree. If you start looking at the stats and some of the other non-quarterbacks or running backs that have been in this conversation in the past, like, no, on a consistent basis, yes, he had a couple of blow-up games, but not consistently. I would say there isn't a non-quarterback, and then we're just kind of left there with all these quarterbacks that are kind of on the same level, right? And so they might just say Pavia.
You have to remember, it is not about who the bettors like. It's about who the voters like. And I'll give Femi full credit for that line that he said 4 weeks ago about Carson Beck. He's totally right. It is up. It's about who the voters fall for. It's a story at the end of the day. I'm looking at stats, and I'm watching the game against Mizzou, and I'm like, he wasn't good. The stats back it up. 10 of 19 passing, 129 yards, 8 rushes for 20 yards, 1 rushing touchdown, 1 interception. I say those stats in a vacuum. You're like, that's not the Heisman. Mm-hmm. But then you see how the game ends, and he's scoring the game-winning touchdown, and Dan Orlovsky's like, he's the Heisman. So it's an affinity for the player. It's people falling for the player and the story. And there are not many quarterbacks with a better story than Diego Pavia. From where he started at New Mexico Tech Institute to New Mexico State to Vandy to potentially getting Vandy into the playoff. Oh, what a great story. Fernando Mendoza has 180 yards passing, 15 of 22. Is that the Heisman? Are those Heisman numbers? Nope. Indiana's undefeated. Indiana might go 12-0. Like, it's not stats. I need to learn that myself. It's the story. It's not the stats.
So Diego Pavia's mom is also keeping him in the news. Did you see this one, this story?
Yes, I did. Yep, I saw it. Did you see the look on Ocho Cinco's face, too? He was like,
he's the best. His reactions are always so good.
Theo Vaughn was like, come on over, Ocho. I'll have a cigar for you. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on here? It's like a reality show.
That's going to keep him being mentioned. There it is. Yep. So there you have it. Man, I do think Pavi's got a chance, though. I know you're holding Simpson stock. I also am not sitting here saying, unless you are, is there a bet to be made right now? I mean, Pavia's 8. It's not an awful number.
You could bet Pavia. You could bet it.
Yeah.
He's got a track for sure. But again, I repeat, in a season where nobody is putting up ridiculous numbers, the voters will just align with the best story. That's what will happen.
Yep. We've said no to this name in the past, but I will say that Stockton gets Texas and now at Georgia Tech is going to be an impressive game now, right? We didn't think that before the season started. That's how they're going to end their season. So who knows? Stockton's got a ton of touchdowns if you include the rushing ones. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats coming up next. We've got Team Futures. Take a look at the latest Super Bowl odds on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.